So now that it's summertime, I think we'll do these every other week rather than every week.
That's
It's
good.
like it's like light right now here, and there's like all kinds of stuff we all could be. So I think every other week for summer would be good. So that means then we would meet again on the 30th.
John,
Yes.
I would like to hear from you one more time about your journey through the mantra. You said before going to Maharaj itself, you had picked up the mantra and doing it intensely.
Before
Or,
seeing Maharaj,
yeah, you.
I had heard there was a mantra, so I went out online to try and find a mantra because I hadn't yet been given the Nam lineage mantra. And I think it was like Soham, Soha, or Soham Asmi, or something like that. It was from the Upanishads. And it's one line from the Upanishads. Let me see if I can find what it is. And also, too, I used to read. Hold on, let's see. Upanishads. Soham Saha, Soham Asmi. And it was Upanishads, let's see. Now I can't. Yeah, I am Asmi. And it was like Soham Hum Saha, Soham Asmi. Soham Hum Saha, Soham Asmi. Soham Hum Saha, Soham Asmi. And I'd walk around DC, and this would be like playing in my head. Also, every night when I went to bed, it was the Shivo Hum from the ashram, the bhajan. I would like read that as sort of a prayer. And then I also had the, at that time, Sarvam Kavilam, or something like that. But each one of these I would read and bow, which was basically like, I forget what they're called now, but they're called something. And it was like six or seven of them. Let's see, Sarval Kavilam Brahma, or, oh, what are they called?
Mahavakya, something like that,
Yes, thank you.
or okay.
Yes. So I would read those. I had them and I put them on the wall. I had Maharaj's picture on the wall. And then I would have the Mahavakyas and the Shivo Hum. I'd bow to the master and then sit on my bed and do like a little meditation of Soham Hum Saha, Soham Asmi, and go to sleep. And also read various books because I saw on one of Maharaj's tapes before I met him that he said, read a little bit in the nighttime and the selfless self will kind of continue throughout. So I wanted to prepare myself in every way possible. Every video that I got that he would mention something, I'd go out and Google it because I desperately wanted to know. I wanted to know myself. And As that progressed, then that led to me going and actually seeing him.
How long you did before you went to that? How many, like,
Well,
duration?
for a long time, for about 2 years,
Oh, wow.
I did Muji.
Huh.
I listened to Muji because the whole thing started with the program that I was in for addiction, working the steps, desiring to know this power greater than myself. I was told to read this Power of Now. So I read that, and I remember I'd stand on the escalator because in the Power of Now it said, our minds are already racing and this and that. Stand on the escalator and don't allow, watch how your mind is going to have you in the office. Because before I would get off the escalator, I'd like walk up the escalator and not pay attention to anything around me and all this. So I started slowing down. Then I also started looking at flowers because it said you can see the presence in a flower. To me, I mistook presence as like a physical, oh, I can see like an aura around the flower or whatever. And in the time through imagination, because you are the selfless self, I was able to project an aura around the flower and see it and say, oh, this is spiritual progress. Then also listening to Muji, because I used to wake up in the middle of the night. He had satsang in India, and I would wake up at like 2 a.m. America time in February. He had like this month-long satsang where he did this this but and it was on very late at night. And you would go and I would watch it, and I would just, attend satsang. And then I tried to attend all the satsangs that I possibly could of his. And the reason I came to Muji is because after reading Power of Now, I wanted more. So I went online on YouTube and I wanted to see who this Eckhart Tolle was. Well, I didn't really connect with Eckhart Tolle because he talks very and was very, and I didn't. But on the same YouTube, there was Muji. So I listened to him. He was a jolly fellow and very happy. And, so I said, oh, this guy, this is great. So I followed him for a little while. I followed him on Facebook. I actually, because they were looking for a web developer, I was going to go to Portugal and
Wow.
stay at his Sahaja or some place and do website stuff. And they interviewed me over the phone. But at the time, my girlfriend said, oh, no, you're not going to Portugal. So that kind of, I said, okay, I'll give that up. And then that led to, after some time, Maharaj on Facebook.
Okay.
And now that was Charles and Anne at the time, but they Facebook friended me. I wrote into them. I said, I'm very interested in seeing this. I had seen some of Maharaj's videos. Selfless Self was coming out. And I bought a book, the copy of the book. I sat on the train and read Selfless Self, and I could feel that presence. And I kept going, on the commute back and forth on the train, felt this presence. Got online to Skype with Maharaj, and Maharaj says, when are you coming to India? I said, I'm coming in August. I had no plans, no passport, no nothing. And yet, Selfless Self just made that happen. I have talked about before going and getting the passport. And then just listening to Bhajans after getting off the train, walking right up to the mailbox, picking it out, and there was the passport. It was just a flow. Flow started happening. And then you can read on the website how, when I was in the airport, I was surrendering myself or preparing for the surrender, saying, Master, I'm coming to India. I'm bowing at your feet first to thank you for this amazing kind of understanding that's starting to come. Oh, and that was another thing too with the Rudraksh beads and the Ribhu Gita, because the guy who I bought the Rudraksh beads from, this is prior also to Maharaj, he said, you could, if the Rudraksh beads, you should read Ribhu Gita. And he said, don't be afraid because nobody understands it. It's far above you or whatever. Just read it. So my egoistic sense of self said, what do you mean far above me? Come on now. So I started reading it, and it was the first time like you really started having some concepts of you are not, and
Yes,
only that is. So
exactly.
that was being impressed. So all these things were selfless self
Took
within the
yes.
bubble of illusion, like just churning, you know? I don't know. Somebody at the ashram said, oh, you must have lived in your last life as someone who was very spiritual, who said, I'd like to come back this time and go through the whole journey of like addiction and all this sort of stuff to emerge. And this I know is just all illusion, but this journey at the time, it was very beautiful. I mean, it was, and going to Maharaj, once you're in the presence of Maharaj and he was speaking about selfless self, I'll never forget. I did like this because you can sense the sense of presence so strongly. To me, it was like as if I was in the pool and I was doing this in the water. That's how
Wow.
thick the sense of presence was. And I
Oh.
said, so this
Formless.
formlessness, without a concept of being formless, without the concept of
Started.
space, this. And then that was the day that I got the mantra. I absolutely just started doing mantra and wound up wandering around India. Got the hair cut, beard shaved off, because I had the hair and the beard and the Rudraksh as like, I told you, I was in line
Yes,
at the
yes.
airport. Like, oh, look at me, I'm a spiritual man. I'm going to India to realize myself, and all these people will see, haha, look at him. And then when going to Maharaj, it was, I wanted to thank God as I understood God, because in my program, I had come to understand that this presence as a power greater than myself that I labeled God, and was going to India because I knew that presence was in the form of Maharaj, and I could say, thank you. And I could say, whatever is left of me, destroy. Like, I only want to be. Even when I flew to India, because I'd seen Unmuji's thing, how they shave your head and all this kind of stuff. And I was fully prepared. Like, if I go there and they lock me in a room and they make me walk on coals and they shave my head or they
Oh
beat
my
me with sticks or whatever has to happen, Jai Sadhguru, I surrender completely. And none of that did happen, thank goodness. And
Yeah.
even Charles, at first, he said, bring a tent and a sleeping bag, because you'd be staying outside most likely. And that was kind of impressed of, wow, outside? Like, damn. Even when I got to the ashram, people laughed their asses off about staying outside because, like, the bugs and, the geckos and.
Yes.
That would have been a very unpleasant experience. But Maharaj, when I got there, let me stay in the ashram or in the room right next to the ashram. Every morning, then I started doing bhajan and going through. And to me, that wasn't like a vacation, that was the end. Like, I, whatever was needed, sweep the floor, let's sweep the floor. Do this, let's do whatever. It's total, complete
Surrender.
annihilation of this sense of being separate.
Wow. But the 2 years before you met Maharaj, you were doing mantra also continuously.
Not the Nam mantra, but I was, like I said, Soham Hamsaha,
Oh, you
Soham
were
Asmi,
doing.
and it built up. Like, we're talking about in 2010, I came into the program for addiction and such. And I began this spiritual journey, which was, I had, at first it was like Christian songs where it was Amazing Grace. I could feel the energy from the song Amazing Grace. So I started to get these very, very spiritual songs, getting rid of most of my rap music, because at the time before going in, it was all rap. And then it was like this, I could feel the energy in the music. So that to me was like something. Then that led to little bit deeper in the program, helping people more. The more I also helped people or was of service, I could feel that sense of presence more strongly. So I wanted to do more of service to feel the presence. I was using it basically as a drug. The selfless self-intoxication was amazing. And then somebody in the room said, "Wouldn't it be nice if you just said thank you for allowing me to do all this service rather than taking these little shots of God, so to speak?" And so I did. I started saying, "Okay, everything that I'm doing is for you. I'm an instrument, you know, this sort of thing." So it was the very basic kind of building blocks because I just wanted this. You know, I would go out on the internet. I'd hear a word that Muji would use in his satsang, and I'd go out on the internet and Google it. I wanted to find out about it. You know, who was this Shiva? What was this? What was that? What is Brahman? What is this? And just knowledge. And in the beginning, too, it was Saint Francis. I was very impressed with Saint Francis because of the Saint Francis prayer. And because I had been such a kind of a not good guy in the past, it was okay, replace this with this. You know, he's saying, like, okay, this is how you are, but instead this. You know, where there's sadness, let me bring joy. Where there's, you know, and better to be comforted or to comfort than to be comforted, to be understood, to understand than to be understood. And then I started to understand this dying, awakening to an eternal life wasn't like dying and being put in a little box. It was because
Got
of this, I wish to be all these things. It's the removal of this sense of an ego
ignorance, yeah.
itself.
Yes.
So that also then clicked with Muji and the different things. And I started to understand that all these different religions were saying very similar things. So,
Yes.
and I wasn't, there was no, I won't say there was no fear because in the beginning I was raised Christian. So as these things started to happen, I did go to people and I said, like, maybe I'm offending like this Christian God because I'm open and willing to dive into all these things that I had no idea about. And it was like a spirit woke up in me and was a hungry ghost. It just went out and devoured all things spiritual and couldn't stop. And because the feeling was so wonderful of doing this, it was just it just overwhelmed. And of course, the people around me very much were discouraging and saying, "Why can't you just go to church, be a good church going guy? You don't have to have this massive awakening or enlightenment or any of this stuff." And to me, it wasn't so much about that. It was about this presence. I mean, I had to surrender to it. It wasn't a matter of going to church and they say, "Oh, this is God," or "That's God," or somebody says, "Does God exist?" I'm experiencing God. Like, there's no more doubt. There's no need for faith. I know. And like, I think it was, who was it? One of the, oh, I'm going to get this wrong, but it was a psychiatrist who said, they asked him, Carl Jung, they said,
Culture, yes.
"Do you know, do you believe in God?" He says, "Believe? No, I know." And it's that. It's that once you know that this power is true, and now the only thing that's needed is just to remove the idea of a you, because this power is, you are not. That's it. That's the
That's
secret.
it.
And it's just a it's just an overwhelming experience. And
Wow.
you just go with it, no matter where it takes you. And
Yes.
this new kind of it was just truly amazing. But I needed to go to Maharaj because had I never seen Maharaj, there would always be this doubt in my mind. Because people around me were telling me, you're a little bit too insane. You know, this is called hyper religiosity, which
Oh.
is when the Sattva Guna exploded, if we're going to
Yes,
go back to speaking
yes.
in the illusory world, I'm an American guy with a long beard, long hair, putting rudraksh, wearing these dashikis. And I'm walking around the US House of Representatives dressed like. I
My
mean,
God.
thank God they were very liberal about that. But I mean, think about that. Like, so
Yes.
somebody from the outside says, "Man, this dude's nuts. Like, he's just gone. He used to be kind of a bad guy, drinking, partying, being crazy, and now he's really off the rocker with this religion stuff. And Maharaj put it in perspective because it was the removal of the concept of me as a separate something. This me was I that was universal, believing
Yes.
itself to be a me that it was not.
Oh.
And this you are, that I am, oh, so that I am that.
Yes.
Once you know this, that's the end. Because okay, things happen in your life, your daily life goes up and down, but you're just it's not. And even if you could say, okay, you surrender to what is. Okay, that's something you could say. I surrender to what is. Therefore, my mind is not saying what I want it to be. I just flow along with what is. And the more I flow along with what is, I'm no longer paying attention to a flow of thoughts identified as an I'm thinking these thoughts. This is my life. And mantra was an amazing experience because, I mean, I just wound up walking around
Wow.
in a foreign country, in a city, without a concept of a me, to the point where I had to take a little rickshaw back because I'd walked too far away from the ashram to walk back and have enough time to actually be, you know. And Maharaj did scold me for that. He's like, you do understand, like, this is a city, and you don't just go wandering around, especially during the Kumbh Mela. You know, when I went to India, it was during the Kumbh Mela.
Yes,
So,
gathering, yes.
which was another thing.
Yes.
I thought it was, you know, before I went over there, before I met Maharaj in person, so to speak, it was how, and I would pray to God. I would say, thank you so much, Master, because I'm going to India. And Charles and Anne made a big deal about that too, was like
Yes.
going during the Kumbh Mela when there's 50,000 saints and
Yes,
settlements and all that. And then when Maharaj, when I got to Maharaj, he's like, oh, forget about all that. This is not for you. Because this is the body-based spirituality. If you want to say, oh, I'm here during Kumbh Mela and what an auspicious occasion and all this sort of stuff, it's the same as like people saying astrology. Oh, Saturn is in this sign. It's very auspicious and it's the perfect time for your, what do you call it, the Kundalini to rise or what, all that's body-based. And Maharaj cut it. And
Really.
see, had I not been surrendered to Maharaj in the way that I was, I might have said, well, I'm not going to miss out on the Kumbh Mela. And he would have been like, there's the door. Go enjoy
Correct,
Kumbh
correct,
Mela.
correct.
But you'd miss because there would be that pull again into the illusory world rather than just remaining with your selfless self. And remaining with your selfless self in the form of Maharaj telling you, you are that.
Yes. Wow.
And
Great
then
job.
sitting quietly as other devotees would come, because during that month, a lot of devotees came, listening to them answer the questions and mostly just keeping quiet and remaining in the presence. You know, remaining with your selfless self while these questions and answers are going on and understanding it's all just a movie. It's on the screen, not a flat screen, three-dimensional screen.
But did you any time use your beads to do the mantra or?
I mean, in the beginning, before I went to Maharaj, I went out and I bought the 14 Mukhi and the 5 Mukhi and I researched to make sure, you know, this Mukhi is helping you become a Jivan Mukta and all this sort of stuff. So I had these beads and I actually went to Lourdes, which is it's a holy water site here for like Catholic up in Frederick, and I dipped the beads in the holy water and prayed to God and put them on and all this. This was all prior to Maharaj. But when I had the food poisoning, it was right after I had taken the beads off, because during the mantra removed the beads. I did not, because I got terrified then when the beads were off and I got the food poisoning. But luckily, instead of asking for the beads back or putting the beads back, because of doing mantra, I went to Maharaj and I said, if I put these beads back on, I'm stuck. It's like a collar, basically, to the illusions of this world, because I believe that I lost power or gained power by something in the illusory world. This illusory world is inside myself. I am not affected by this. The appearance of being affected by this is only to allow you to see I am not affected by this.
Yes.
Maharaj Nisargadatta Maharaj used to talk about the cancer. The cancer is for the beingness, and I am not affected by this.
Exactly.
This sense of presence animated in the body form that says I am this has cancer, but that presence cannot have cancer.
Correct.
The formlessness cannot have cancer. There's nowhere to hang the hat of cancer. And
Yes.
yet, putting the beads on would have been like a lock collar. And it didn't happen. Instead, turning to master and mantra, and just like the gold experience, going into the store and at first overwhelmed by wanting gold, like it was a craziness because. And Maharaj talks about this. The more you do mantra and the more you're in mantra, all these things start bubbling. You know, somebody said it very nicely that it's like champagne and you have a cork and you shake it and then, and that's what it feels like. Mantra is stirring, stirring, stirring. But the idea is not to concentrate on all this disturbance, to
Got it.
concentrate on your own selfless self. Master says this is a good thing. Remain with your selfless self, continue mantra. Everything is finished.
Yes.
The tenants leave and there's no more noise. But as they're leaving, it's very noisy and comfortable. Maybe they break windows. You have to fix those windows afterwards, but then they're gone.
Beautiful. Your intensity was so much, and surrender was so much. I mean,
And again, it was
beautiful.
out of necessity. I mean, I my drinking was crazy. My drugging was crazy. My life was on the verge of total and complete destruction. I needed a power greater than me, and I turned to that power, and then that was it. But
Yes.
that also allowed me to get into what they talk about, you know, that teachableness, that beaten into a state of reasonableness, because 6 months
Yes.
prior to me totally, completely wiping out. If you would have said, you know, God is the answer or something, I'd be like, yeah, okay.
No.
Or if you want to see God, there's mushrooms, there's, you know, there's all sorts of fun things. But this was like the end. Boom. The
Yes.
person I was smashed. The program that I went into slowly rebuilt the person
Character.
with the correct understanding of
Yes.
surrender. One day at a time, and really honestly trying to do the next right thing. And in the beginning, it was selfish. I felt a rush, this beautiful sense of peace and presence when doing the right thing. Because I'd lived in the dark so long, like Maharaj talks about, you go into the cave and you light a torch, immediately it's light. And for me, I'd never really experienced the light before. And it was something that I wanted more than anything, more than life itself.
Yes, beautiful.
And again, everything we've talked about for this last 40 minutes was all within the bubble of illusion and did not actually happen and
Wow.
was just a,
Gateway, kind of.
yeah, it was just a story that
Yes.
there's no idea, even speaking about it now, there's no me doing it. Like
Got it.
there's not a memory of, it's just a story. Like it's not impressed. There are times too where I think about all my childhood or something like this, and there's nothing that like there's no teeth to saying,
Yes,
oh, when I was a small boy, or and yet I could share that with another person in the
Yes.
program. I could say this or that, but there's no teeth, there's no bite into
Yes.
anything anymore.
So you have your parents still alive?
Both of them are no
Oh,
longer
what do
in
they
their
think
body.
about? Oh, wow.
But again, that's just like I've had friends in the program who've passed away. And I absolutely know the closest you can become to these friends or any is remaining with your selfless self, because that presence that was animating that body form that you labeled your friend is the same presence, one and the same. No one was born and no one died.
But
And when you know this, go ahead.
your parents knew you saw your change, or
No.
oh.
No, I haven't had not spoken to them for many, many years.
Okay.
I told you, my previous history was not good. Like there were no, it was not good.
I think it was that itself made you so extreme to get this extreme. Normal people cannot get this. You have to be extreme person inside. I'm not saying that's good or bad, but that's what
Right, I understand.
took
For
you.
earnestness, as Nisargadatta
Earnestness,
Maharaj says.
yes.
And just like Sri Ramakant Maharaj says, somebody insults you, you're thinking about this all the time. I'm going to get back at them.
Exactly.
I'm going to get back at them. And that's the same way with the spirituality. You approach this as it's all or nothing. And
Yes.
see, being the extreme person that I was with the drinking and drugging, every night I was playing Russian roulette with
Yes.
my job, my wife, all my money, everything. And there was just the inside me, the willingness to winner bets all every single night. So that kind of personality flaw was used
For
with
this, yes.
spirituality.
Yes. Positively it was used. Oh, beautiful. Thank you, John. It helps us to listen to. Maybe it is a story, but it helps a lot of seekers to listen to this journey.
Main thing is don't let anything distract you from your selfless self, and want your selfless self more than you want any of these illusory passing things, because they are illusion.
Yes.
You listen to a master say the world is illusion, you discover this for your own self through investigation,
Yes. Yes.
and then you know. Then the conviction is, oh, so that I am that. This concept of birth and death do not apply. Concept of world, what do I do? This does not apply. And yet, do your job, do your duties, but your entire life, so to speak, pick up the water, drink it, put it down. There's no drinker of this water. There's no need to think about drinking. It's just flow, scenes appearing and disappearing, and there is no one there, just as in a dream. When you wake up, you know, for a time it appeared that I was in this dream and that everything was real. I had conversations with so many people and so many things were happening. When I woke up, I absolutely knew it was just a dream. Where did this dream come from? Formlessly.
Yes.
And then there was a witness to the formless appearance
Yes.
and an identification with a form in order to create a story.
Yes.
When you know yourself in a real sense, dream, waking, formlessly appearing, identification with a little body to see a dream world. And from the perspective, the wrong perspective, that I am something, I see other things. And that is all there is. And there's nothing really you're giving up or surrendering, because you are not. You're the dream character, forgetting that you're the dreamer and trying desperately to hold on to the dream of my life.
Yes.
And once this little thing is, oh, can't be true. There's no me, no you, no nothing. And yet within the dream, we can say you, me, everything.
Great.
And for anybody also that didn't join in the beginning, it's summertime now, so we're going to start doing these like every other week. So the next one, I mean, if you go to the YouTube channel or to the website, you'll see. But just for your immediate understanding or knowledge or whatever, the 30th will be the next time we do this. So for summertime, it'll be every other week.
So only in the winter you do every week?
Actually, we've always done every week, but now I'm having like I would rather do every other week for the summertime. Because it's light here, and there are many times where there's like things going on and people saying, "Oh, why don't you come with us?" Oh, I cannot because I have my thing. So and I'm, you know, still doing the spiritual duty that Maharaj asked. Just gonna cut back a little bit, like every other week.
That's right. You had mentioned way back when that Maharaj had asked you to teach everyone, correct? Teach all of us.
His words and the
Yeah.
Ramakant Maharaj USA were, when I returned to India, guide them. I had no idea what that was or how it was going to manifest. Everybody got together and started doing like this Zoom thing. I did not. Then I was invited, hey, please come and join our Zoom thing. And that's how this started. That was
Great.
2010.
Great.
And then there was a lot of people in the ashram who were like, oh, you shouldn't be doing this, you shouldn't be doing this. And then Maharaj was like, no, this is good. This is very good.
Yes,
Keep going.
Tiger. Thank you. We thank you.
Yes,
Yeah,
through
thank you,
teachings of
really.
Maharaj, yes,
Thank you.
If possible, do this for every week.
I mean, I've been doing it every week since 2017 with just a few little tweaks here and there. But I think now, like it's summertime, and I'd really like
Yes,
to,
yeah.
you know, come every other week for,
We can watch your repeat shows. It will help, you know.
That's cool. You can go back through the whole catalog from
Exactly. Yes.
2017 all the way through now. And, or more importantly, watch Maharaj. There's like 176 videos on ramakantmaharaj.us. I mean, you can, as I do during New Year's Eve, I just sit with the TV and meditate basically in that state and just listen to Maharaj throughout the entire evening on YouTube on the big screen TV. And it is just so definitely. I mean, there's many, many. Or just sit quietly and remain with yourself as self. And this is also probably more beneficial than listening to Maharaj or myself or anything or any, even your own self listening to you,
Yes,
just
yes,
sitting.
yes, beautiful.